From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian Democratic Forces have seized full control of the Islamic State stronghold of Manbij, that is near the Turkish border. SDF said its forces were sweeping the city to make sure all Islamic State militants had fled. U.S.-backed forces had also freed more than 2,000 civilian hostages whom IS had been using as human shields. U.S. and coalition officials have long seen Manbij as a key hub for the Islamic State militants. Foreign ministers of Turkey and Iran have pledged greater cooperation on resolving the Syria crisis despite their differences on the issue. Ayşe Soçan-Sulur, chief international advisor for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says despite differences with Tehran, Turkey is taking a pragmatic approach.
We don't have serious problems between Iran and Turkey. We have various cooperative areas in the region. We only have different foreign policy approaches in the region. That's why from time to time we stand in the different sides. But these are not serious problems that will affect Turkish-Iranian relations.
During the foreign ministers' meeting in Ankara, they also agreed to deepen economic cooperations, particularly in the field of energy. United Nations Security Council has authorized the deployment of an additional 4,000 troops to South Sudan. South Sudan's government has said it would accept the new troops, but has voiced opposition to the troops being under UN command. They will be sent to South Sudan's capital, Juba, hard hit by heavy fighting in the last month in which hundreds of people have died. This is VOA News. Pakistani officials are saying the crew members of a Pakistani helicopter that crash-landed in Afghanistan earlier this month have been released by their captors and the crew has returned home safely. Russia-made aircraft took off from the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar on the way to Uzbekistan for a some technical problems on the way, forcing the pilot to make an emergency landing across the Afghan border. Villagers said the helicopter caught fire immediately after touching the ground, and all the men on board were captured and taken away by unknown armed men. U.S. Defense Department says an airstrike has killed prominent Islamic State leader Hafiz Syed Khan in Afghanistan. The strike was made July 26th in Nangarhar province. U.S. military says the Islamic State uses Nangarhar to train, equip, disseminate, and control fighter pipelines, providing the militants with a contentious supply of fighters. Ukrainian troops are on high alert as tensions rise with Russia. Kiev has accused Moscow of increasing the troop presence on the Crimean Peninsula, annexed by Russia 2 years ago, and Moscow is accusing Kiev of an incursion into Crimea. Carolyn Prasuti reporting now from the VOA News Center.
The Ukrainian military is on high alert, fearful of another conflict with Russia. Moscow shut off three crossings at the Crimea-Ukraine border last week. Kiev accuses Russia of massive troop buildups in the Donbas region and along the border shared by the two countries. Philip Carber of the Potomac Foundation says the moves have clear invasion potential.
They're reorganizing the 20th Army that'll control those, and then they've created this new 1st Guards tank army. So since the end of the Cold War, the Russians haven't had any tank army. Well, they're back.
But Russia accuses Ukraine of provocations by planning raids in Crimea. Experts say the West needs to provide a united front to help defuse the tension. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News, Washington.
And on day 7 at the Rio Games, American swimmer Katie Ledecky smashed the world record in the women's 800-meter freestyle event, winning another gold medal. Joseph Schooling of Singapore led the men's 100-meter butterfly. From start to finish, he took a gold. Today's key events, wrapping up swimming competition and the featuring the fastest man in the world of track and field. Usain Bolt of Jamaica appears for his first heat in the 100-meter sprint as the two-time defending champion. Get more on what's happening at the Olympics by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.